This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Two paramedics will go on trial soon for their alleged role in the death of Elijah McClain. And ahead of the trial, Aurora Fire Rescue has embarked on new training around de-escalation. The first responders say they hope it builds trust in the community.
There are plenty of people that previously would be agreeable to our help that are not nearly as agreeable to our help because of some of the events that have taken place.
The training's part of an agreement the agency made with the Attorney General's office after McClain's death. The medics and firefighters are practicing scenarios where people are in distressed or even suicidal situations. A federal grant will help Colorado Springs develop a plan to reduce fatal and serious injuries on the roads. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The city traffic engineer says they'll use a data-driven approach to create a safety plan designed to serve all users of the transportation system. According to a recent city announcement, they'll evaluate different strategies and needs on roads and at intersections. They'll also get input from various stakeholders. Six other Colorado communities are receiving similar grants, including Woodland Park and Huerfano County. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
And the Colorado School of Mines football team will host a playoff game today. The Ore Diggers are ranked number one in the country. They made it all the way to the championship game last year, but fell just short. And you're listening to CPR News and KRCC.